It's feared Australian war veterans are in the grip of an epidemic of homelessness. A new service established in the northern beaches of Sydney is oversubscribed even before it's been advertised. All of the participants have a mental illness as a result of their service, and some are as young as 25. And the service providers say they need more help to reintegrate into civilian life. Ashley Hall reports.
Jeff Evans knows firsthand the difficulties a war veteran can face when they return home.
I was nearly 20 years in the commandos myself, and then I was wounded in action in December 2010, and that ended my military career. And I came back and I was really unsure of where I was going to go, and I had a lot of mental illness myself.
For a significant number of veterans, experiences like these are a recipe for homelessness.
In 2008, when the last report into veterans who are potentially homeless was published, there was over 3,000 veterans living on the street on any given night back then. So since then, if you look at the tempo of operations within the ADF, you could reasonably expect it to be much higher. We've put through 40,000, 50,000 troops through Afghanistan, Iraq and other conflict zones.
So about 5 months ago, Jeff Evans began working with the organisation RSL Life Care to offer accommodation to homeless veterans.
If you look at the take-up rate, with only a handful of people knowing about our existence, in 5 months we've got 21 younger veterans plus 8 family members, about 30-something all up. I think the actual scale of the problem out there is really quite drastic.
How much demand do you think there will be once there is some public attention on this service?
I really think I'm sitting on the tip of the iceberg. We're not just talking about veterans, we're talking about families of veterans. So we've got women and children sleeping in cars. It's going to be getting a lot worse as we draw down out of Afghanistan and as we continue to see that time lag start to pick up. What we know from Vietnam, and there's a lot of parallels we can draw here with the Vietnam generation, because everyone in Australia knows what happened to Vietnam veterans if you look at mental health, suicide, alcoholism, and including in their families. Well, we're seeing that play out again in my generation.
RSL Life Care is better known for providing nursing home facilities for older veterans, but the participants in this program are aged between 24 and 55.
What we've got out there is a lot of retirement living complexes. So people coming into care get their own one-bedroom, fully self-contained unit. And the Mission Australia put out a report a few months ago which said that the best way forward with homelessness is what they call the housing first model. So we took that model and we were actually doing it already, but then to provide the wraparound services is a crucial part. So we were already doing the housing first, and it was just a matter of expanding the program to start trying to bring in a more comprehensive rehabilitation focus.
Jeff Evans says while the Department of Veterans Affairs offers a world-class repatriation service to returning veterans, in the area of homelessness, it badly lets them down.
If you fall over completely, the system will put you back together again. But we wait until that person falls over completely, and then it's a long build for them again if they can ever get back on their feet. We need to be intervening earlier, and we need to have a particular focus on homelessness and providing support to the family unit as a whole.
For the time being, the Contemporary Veterans Accommodation and Assistance Program is wholly funded by RSL Life Care. But Jeff Evans is hopeful private donors and possibly government funding will help him roll out the service across the country.
There's a group of veterans staying with me at the moment who are all young men. And one of the unique things about them is that they became homeless because they realised that they had a chronic mental health issue and or drug and alcohol issues. And they couldn't live with their partners. But they still love them and they have children. And so what's happened is that they've had to leave, but they're maintaining their homes still. So they prefer to live on the street and go back to doing what they were trained to do, living under a hoochie and eating out of a can, while they maintain their home for their wife and children. And I look at these poor guys and I think, you know, I can certainly see why you're doing that and it's admirable, but we as a nation have just got to do better for them.
Jeff Evans, the younger veterans advisor with the RSL Life Care, speaking with Ashley Hall.